You are listening to The High School Show on KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Two Rivers, Minnesota. My name is Jax Leon. I'm in the studio with Kay Swanson. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, thanks.
And we are talking about the toy drive today. How are you involved with the toy drive?
I started with the toy drive because I've always enjoyed Salvation Army projects, and Christmas and toys are something I really thought about. And when this opportunity came to me, someone was giving up the position and asked me, and I gladly took it 5 years ago.
What is the toy drive then?
The toy drive is, this is the Two Harbors Salvation toy drive in conjunction with our co-op Power and Light here in town. And we actually distribute toys as well as clothing to children in need in our area.
For children and families in need, how can they be eligible for these toys?
Well, what they have to do is either go to up to the AEOA building and pick up a form right at the food shelf desk, as well as the human service building in town right across from the courthouse, fill it out, and then please return it to the same place.
And when would you like those forms filled out and returned by?
Please, we would really appreciate it if you would return them to either building by next Friday, November 23rd.
And with those, are they just eligible for toys, or are they eligible for more than that?
No. If you sign up for toys, you will automatically receive a food card. However, the same application is used for our food card for all ages. So please take that app and fill it out and return it.
And then on the other side of it, you know, you can't give toys without getting toys. So where can people go to give toys to the food drive?
We have many locations locally in our community, and if I could just read them, please. Our drop-off site boxes are Bodies in Balance, Carmody 61, Castle Danger Brewery, Cedar Coffee Company, Cooperative Light and Power, Ecumen, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Evolve, Holy Spirit Catholic Church, KTWH Radio, Lake Bank, Lakeview Memorial Hospital, Lakeview Physical Therapy, Louise's Place, North Shore Federal Credit Union, State Farm, Two Harbors Federal Credit Union, Two Harbors Moose Lodge, Two Harbors Public Library, Two Harbors Shopco, and in Silver Bay as well, there is Julie's True Value, Lake Bank, North Shore Federal Credit Union, Brimson, Hugo's.
And then, so there's a lot of places in town. That's good to hear.
Yes,
it's like wonderful. Every corner you'll find one.
Absolutely.
And when they get to those boxes, there's tags in there, correct?
Yes, there are tags on the outside of the boxes. You would pick that tag, and you would buy a gift accordingly to what that child's wish on that tag. And then you would, please do not wrap it. Just put it in a bag and put the tag on the outside of the bag and return it to Co-op Light and Power, please. No later than December 10th.
And are there any toys that you don't allow for the toy drive?
Basically, we would appreciate it if you don't do the war toys.
Okay. And is there a certain age group that the toy drive is aimed towards?
Yes. It's children newborn to 18 years old.
Okay. And then earlier you talked about how it's toys and clothing. How can people donate clothing?
Yeah, we would really appreciate the community if they could bring nicely used coats, hats, mittens, boots, scarves to the Moose Lodge downtown Two Harbors. Just drop them off.
Okay, and I think we've hit just about everything, but in case somebody still has questions, how can they get in contact with you?
Certainly, they can call me. This is Kay Swanson. I'm at 218-409-2710.
All right. Thank you for coming in today, Kay.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to KTWHLP 99.5 FM. We'll be right back.